Chapter 2. A Dying Wish. Don Juan soon entered the cold rooms of his father's apartment. He smelled the strange odor of old curtains and dusty furniture. A moment later, he was in the same room as his father, who lay on his sickbed close to a dying fire. Cold air blew in through the old windows, and snow beat against the glass. This scene was very different from the one Don Juan had just left, which was filled with joy and laughter. He suddenly felt very cold as he walked over to his father's bed. A lamp near the bed shone some light on his father's face. His features looked unnatural, and his skin was almost green in color. Bartholomeo looked as if he was in pain. His mouth was open, and his moans accompanied the howling of the storm outside. The old man looked dead except for his eyes. They still held his remarkable spirit. Don Juan looked down at his dying father. He felt a certain shame at having come to his father's deathbed, smelling of food and wine from the banquet.
"You were enjoying yourself," said the old man when he saw his son.
His words were confirmed a moment later as the sound of a singer floated up to the room.
"I do not feel bitter toward you, my child," said his father.
These words were full of kindness, but they hurt Don Juan. He could not forgive his father for being so good. He didn't want his father's kindness so much as he wanted his fortune. Don Juan's face must have looked thoughtful. A moment later, his father asked,
"I have always been so kind toward you that you could not wish for my death, could you?
If only it were possible to keep you here by giving up a part of my own life," cried Don Juan.
Although Don Juan said these words to his father, he knew that he didn't really mean them. He was far too selfish to ever give up a part of his life to save another person.
"I knew that I could count on you, my son," said Bartholomeo. "I will live, but without taking away a single day of your life."
Don Juan thought his father was clearly losing his mind before his death. He soon answered,
"Yes, my dear father, you will live as long as I do, because your image will always be in my heart."
The old man used all his remaining strength to sit up in his bed.
"Listen, my son," he continued in a weak voice. "I don't wish to die, just as you don't wish to give up your wine, women, and gold."
Don Juan sat down by the bed and kissed his father's cold hands.
"But, father, we must not resist the will of God."
"God? I am also God," said the old man.
"Watch what you say. I don't want you to die in a state of sin," said Don Juan.
"Are you going to listen to me?" asked his father.
Silence filled the air, and again they could hear the singer's voice through the noise of the storm. Bartholomeo just smiled and said,
"I thank you for bringing singers and music. A marvelous banquet full of young and beautiful women, no doubt. Let them stay. I am about to be born again."
Don Juan now felt sure that his father was going crazy just before his death.
"I have discovered a way to come back to life again," said his father. "Look in the drawer of the table. Take out the little flask."
"Here it is," replied Don Juan, taking the flask out. The old man felt the end of his life approaching. He didn't have time to explain where the flask had come from. He only had the energy to tell his son what to do.
"As soon as I have taken my last breath, rub me with the magic water from the flask. I will come back to life after you have done so."
"There is very little of the water," said Don Juan.
Bartholomeo was no longer able to speak, but he could still hear and see.
At his son's words, he turned his head quickly to look at Don Juan. His staring eyes were soon without life.
"It is now all over with the old man," cried Don Juan.